Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out radio magazine. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Tony Ellis, a wonderful banjo player from Ohio. We heard the Cherry Blossom Waltz from his recording Farewell My Home on Flying Fish Records. It was written in dedication to his many friends in Japan. His son, Bill Ellis, accompanied him on guitar. This week and next on the Sing Out radio magazine, we'll be examining music from the many innovators in acoustic music. I'm a strong believer in traditional music styles, but I can also appreciate when an artist follows his own muse and messes with tradition a little bit. We'll open with a tune from the album that set the style for new acoustic music back in 1977, the David Grisman Quintet on Kaleidoscope Records. We'll hear one of David's tunes, Pneumonia, from the David Grisman Quintet on the Sing Out radio magazine.
The mellowy moonlight, caress kissing the breeze. Longfellowy moonlight, a book of memories, dear Walker's lullaby. There's the moon and here am I. Like the waters I am blue, underneath the blue melancholy sky.
We're listening to Acoustic Music Innovators this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and next week, too. We just heard Joe Venuti from back in 1933. Joe, of course, on the violin. There was Jimmy Dorsey on the trumpet from a recording called Violin Jazz, 1927 to 1934. We heard Hiawatha's Lullaby. That's on Yazoo Records. And before that, from a great recording from Jeff Moldauer, Private Astronomy, A Vision of the Music of Bix Beiderbecke, Jeff Moldauer's Futuristic Ensemble. And we heard a tune recorded by Bix, written by Irving Berlin, Waiting at the End of the Road, from Private Astronomy. That's on Sheffa Records, from Jeff Moldauer. And we let off that set with the classic, the David Grisman Quintet, from back in 1977 on Kaleidoscope Records. And we heard David's tune, Pneumonia, the David Grisman Quintet. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Besides Dixieland bands, New Orleans also boasted a really strong string band tradition from the late 1800s into the middle of the 20th century. Siva Vinay recaptures that sound on the recording Revisiting New Orleans String Bands, 1880 to 1949, and this is a tune called That's a Plenty on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
still you're not satisfied. Oh, Ruby, Ruby, honey, are you mad at your man? I've set you in the shade, I'll shovel with the spade, I'm digging into brown gold mine. Oh, Ruby, Ruby, honey, are you mad at your man? If you don't believe I'm right, honey, are you mad at your man? Honey, are you mad at your man? Honey, are you mad at your man?
$5 bill and started peddling dope. Nobody shoveled Mrs. Knickerbocker's head. Ooh. I said shine of Roosevelt and Dime, all the way to Baltimore and running out of time. The Salvation Army seems to wind up in the hall. We all go to heaven in a little
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1631. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from Tony Ellis and his recording Farewell My Home, and we just heard a real pretty tune called Wind Chimes and Nursery Rhymes, a lullaby written especially for Yoshi and Ria, my two youngest Japanese friends. That's on Flying Fish Records. We are listening to Acoustic Music Innovators this week, and before Tony, we heard from Jamie Stone and Mansa Sissoko, from their recording Africa to Appalachia. Mansa is from Mali, and we heard the old Appalachian tune June Apple, all done up there, including the fiddle of Casey Dreesen. And before that, we heard a Tom Waits tune from the band Bumper Jacksons, from their recording Sweet Mama, Sweet Daddy, Come In. We heard Clap Hands from the Bumper Jacksons. And before that, we heard from the Carolina Chocolate Drops and their recording Leaving Eden, and Cousin Emmy's classic tune, Ruby, Are You Mad at Your Man? Also recorded by the Osborne Brothers. Innovation by looking back and updating the past from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Leaving Eden is on Nonesuch Records. And we let off that set with Siva Vinay revisiting New Orleans string bands, 1880 to 1949. And we heard That's a Plenty from Siva Vinay. You are listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we are examining acoustic music innovators. And Matthew Olwell just released a wonderful recording that sort of pushes the boundaries of Celtic music. He's a great dancer as well as a flute player. And this is the lead-off track from his recording Cybertrad, a tune called Stormness Head. Matthew Olwell on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
so freiet, wenn es mein Krejo, ma dau lager in tonet, no des mi asilo, deitis iuas am teve maran, candirisem, le che ma bugareas ma bro che brezise ma bro che brezise e non di ma si balan chiuse basandronie tashen las va bevini bügel e quarien jesi in che bodene in dis hell abere e dis hell abere e pa tom de thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and this week and next we'll be listening to acoustic music innovators. And we just heard a tune from Nepal, a song called Resham Firiri, played by Budiman Gandharva on the sarangi and the jew's harp. Also, he was singing. Danny Nicely on the guitar, Paul Brown on the old-time banjo, and Mark Schatz on the bass. Back in 2009, the Mountain Music Project traveled to Nepal and recorded some of their traditional musicians, brought the recordings back, and some Appalachian folks chimed in and cross-pollinated it. A musical odyssey from Appalachia to Himalaya. That's the Mountain Music Project. And before that, in a similar fashion, Ali Bain, Ailey Muller, and Bruce Molsky from their recording Meeting Point live at the Liverpool Philharmonic. We heard the Troll Tuning Set. Troll tuning on the fiddle is AEA C sharp, and it's used in Scandinavia, the Shetland Islands, and also American old-time music. And we heard two Swedish tunes. We heard King Carl's March, Devil's Polska, and then a Mississippi fiddle tune, Picking the Devil's Eye, and a Canadian tune, of course, The Hangman's Reel. That's from Meeting Point, and that's on Whirly Records. And before that, the great Breton musician Alan Stivell, from his recording Again, we heard Kimiad, including some keyboards and vocals from Kate Bush, Kimiad. Just a bit more electric. That's on Dreyfus Records. And we let off that set with the brand new recording from Matthew Olwell. The recording is called Cybertrad. And we heard Stormness Head from Matthew Olwell. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed this program of acoustic music innovators, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1631.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening.